They believe that they worshiped a holy God. They believe that he had given them holy and divine instructions. They did believe that those instructions were for the forgiveness of their sins. They didn't want anyone to be harmed or to receive the very body and blood of Jesus Christ to their judgment. They wanted to make themselves to be this holy nation, a special people. They believed that. And in order for someone to be incorporated into that body of Christ gathered there, they wanted people to be properly instructed, taught, to be confessing with them. There was nothing more holy to them than God's word and then the Blessed Sacrament. And so they did not want that to be profaned. Now that takes a lot of guts to live that way and to practice that way, but it's just simply Jesus' way. And so they were willing to do it. Even like Dr. Murray said, to exclude people from the building. Our Lutheran confessions even reference this, what Chrysostom did. It's in our Augsburg Confession, Article 25, which says, quoting Chrysostom, "The priest stands daily at the altar inviting some to communion and keeping back others." You know, so closed communion, it's a biblical practice. It also is a confessional practice. I mean, our confessions refer to it, that this is just simply what the church has always done. And they've done it for those who haven't been instructed, but even as we know from church history, at the Great Schism between East and West, when the doctrinal differences could not be resolved about papal authority, for example, that meant that the churches of East and West could no longer commune with each other because they took their doctrine seriously.